Now for our story. The girl Anna, whose dark hair and eyes reminded Mario of Carla, his wife, had known from the moment she first saw him that Mario Descari was a man tortured by some secret fear. She'd watched him closely ever since she'd agreed to let him work as janitor in a shabby rooming house. She felt that Tony, for that was the name he'd given her, she felt Tony was from the country, and he was in hiding. Otherwise, he wouldn't have taken the menial job when there were other good ones he was fit to do. But although she speculated curiously, Anna had no idea that Mario considered himself to be a murderer. Then, this morning, Anna Bartok had coaxed part of his story from him, and she'd promised to bring him the Wakefield newspaper. Well, now, Mario is cleaning the front hall when Anna returns. He looks up anxiously as she comes toward him.
Well, I'm back.
Oh, I've been worried. You took a long time. Did you get it?
We can't talk here. Come into my place.
Okay.
Sit down, Tony. I'll make you a drink, huh?
No, I don't want a drink. Just tell me, did you get the paper?
You might at least give me a chance to get my coat off. I'm tired. Walked all over town just for your sake. Funny, you're supposed to be working for me. Here I am walking my legs off running errands for you.
I didn't ask you to, did I?
On top of that, your hometown sure must be some jerkwater place, even for the sticks. What is it, a whistle stop?
It's big enough.
Well, nobody ever seems to have heard of it. I went to the three largest out-of-town dealers. They just give me a blank look when I ask for the Wakefield Sentinel.
Oh. Couldn't find it.
Buck up, Tony. It's not so bad as all that. I'll have a little drink. Cheer you up.
Okay. Give me one.
Oh, that's better. How do you want it?
Straight.
Coming up. Here you are, pal. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Good luck.
Boy. Better already. Another?
No, thanks.
Mind if I sit down here by you, Tony?
Can't very well stop you, can I? It's your place.
That the only reason?
What do you want from me, Miss Bartok?
Well, you might be a little grateful. I didn't exactly enjoy tramping through slush all over town, you know?
Thanks. Thanks for nothing.
Poor guy. You're really taking it hard. Tony, tell me something about this hometown of yours. I'm curious. Why are you so crazy about it?
You wouldn't understand what kind of place it is.
Oh, I don't know. I might. I got some imagination. I'll bet I know more about Wakefield than you'd ever guess. It's probably one of those one-horse places where everything's on one street, Main Street. The bank's on one corner, the hotel on the other. Then down at the end, the courthouse with a mangy lawn and a bandstand. How about it? Am I right?
Wakefield's like most little towns, I guess. Sure. It has a bank, courthouse, and all that stuff.
Mm. And the Bijou Theater and the Eli Coffee Shop and Joe's Beanery. I've driven through them. I never stopped.
Those aren't the things that make a town. It's the people.
And I suppose the people in Wakefield are different from people anywhere else. That's a lot of hooey. People are the same wherever you go.
Maybe they are, when you get to know them.
Sure they are. All the same.
But it's not only the people. It's the land. Your own land.
Funny kind of guy. You're solitary. Kind of a guy that won't let on, keeps to himself.
So what if I am?
Nothing, Tony, nothing. Except I keep thinking about you. And a guy like you goes overboard, it's dynamite. All or nothing.
From now on, it's nothing.
Maybe you'll change your mind.
No, never.
Tony, what kind of a farm is it where you come from? Tell me about it.
Who said I've got a farm?
Oh, I notice things, Tony. Especially about you.
All right. It's true. I'm a farmer.
Is it a big place?
Big enough. The earth is rich and black. Best in the county.
Do you make a lot of money?
We do all right.
We? What kind of a place is it? Pretty, with flowers and trees and stuff in the summertime?
Pretty. Yeah. Pretty all right.
Did you have a lot of sweethearts, Tony?
No, there was only one.
Hmm? I'm surprised.
Only one ever since I can first remember. And now?
Poor old Tony. You're homesick, that's what's the matter with you, and I don't blame you. Sounds okay, this Wakefield of yours. Maybe I can come there and visit you sometime after you go home again. Would you like me to?
I'll never go back.
Why not?
Never mind why. I've got reasons.
Maybe you're mistaken about the reasons.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do. Mario.
What makes you call me that?
It's your name, isn't it?
I never said it was.
You didn't have to.
Then how'd you know?
I read it. In the Wakefield Sentinel.
Sentinel.
Sure.
Well, that means you've had it all the time. You stole
sure.
me.
Sure I did. You see, I figured it might be my last chance to have a nice little talk with you. Mario Descari.
So you let me think you couldn't find it?
I wanted to find out just how crazy you are about going back home. I kind of hoped maybe you'd begun to get used to it around here. I guess it was no use.
Where is it? Give me the paper.
I will. When I'm ready to. I know quite a lot about you now, Mario. I read your hometown sheet from cover to cover.
Where is it?
There was one very interesting item. It said the sheriff reported there'd been no news of Mario Descari's whereabouts. But they're still looking for him.
Give me that paper.
Oh, here I am. Right here in my bag. Tony. Mario, aren't you gonna... How do you like that? He didn't even say thanks.
Maybe I won't open it. I won't read what it says. Got to know. Got to know. In the Wakefield Hospital today, Carla Descari regained consciousness. She's all right. She's alive. Dr. Howard J. Lewis reports the young woman to be out of danger. It's like the dream I had this morning. She was calling me. Wanted me to come home. But how can I now? I didn't kill my wife. No. I didn't kill her. But I guess for me, Carla's dead.
The newspaper dropped from Mario's hand. The young man flung himself face down on the bed. He lay motionless, his head resting in the crook of his arm. His wife was alive. And yet Mario had said that for him, she was dead. Does that mean, Mario, that you aren't going back to Carla? Are you afraid she won't forgive you? Or do you still believe she's lied to you?